Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap presented by Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Let's wrap up the news from last week and look to the future for the Australian financial services industry. First up, an exciting development in the automotive world. Nissan stock surged by 22% on speculated merger talks with Honda. Despite Nissan denying an announced formal integration, the company did admit exploration of collaborations with these two auto giants. If the merger dream becomes a reality, it could spell a seismic shift in the automotive industry, with sales projections surpassing 8 million vehicles annually. As global challenges mount, the industry sees alliances as a critical survival strategy, so analysts remain optimistically cautious about future prospects in this fascinating scene. In government news, Treasurer Jim Chalmers, part of the Albanese government, has put forward plans to revise tax concessions for high-value superannuation accounts. If carried forward, this alteration could potentially manage a projected $55 billion cost to the Commonwealth. Tackling the economic challenges presented by declining mineral revenues and increasing public expenditure, the Treasurer emphasized the importance of maintaining quality public services through these innovative fiscal strategies, clearly lining up the nation's economic priorities. Moving on to banking news, ANZ, one of the Australian pillars of banking, was nudged by shareholder discontent recently. Approximately 38.3% of shareholders publicly rejected the bank's remuneration plans linked to a bond trading scandal during the last annual meeting in Melbourne. Shareholders send a clear voting message, underlining the importance of transparent governance, accountability, and responsive leadership in maintaining trust. On the resilience planning front, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has aligned its strategy to tackle recommendations from recent flood response inquiries. Through a phased response following the devastating floods of 2022, the ICA focus sits clearly on customer benefits, competitiveness, and innovation. Stakeholders are keenly watching for effective industry responses in the wake of such disasters. That wraps up our news for today. For more updates and insights into the world of financial services, including insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, you can visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This was Paige Estrotori, signing off. Until next week, stay informed and stay safe.